Jack and Jill here.
Hi.
Welcome to the Jack Jill Show, entertaining real estate investment talk. I'm Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I talk about teaching your trade. Trust me, it's harder than it sounds.
It's true.
We have a couple choices every time we do a deal. It's both in the back of our heads, both of us. Should we do this deal and record it and show the whole world? Or should we get it done in 30 seconds?
Get it done in 30 seconds. I know.
Put the money in the bank and move on.
I know.
Maybe we'll teach on another deal. You guess which one happens more often.
Mm.
Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the land. That takes me back. One of our members on the jackjill.com online community. It's free.
Oh, that's awesome. Chuck asks, I used Jack's suggestion of posting land wanted on Craigslist. Got a call from a farmer who owns 715 acres in Arkansas near Little Rock. He's old, tired, and wants to sell 600 acres.
That describes me. I'm old, tired, and I want to sell 600 acres.
Yep. Keep the family homes. No one to leave it to. Some farm, some hunting, some vacant residential. He's willing to deal. This is something I cannot do alone, but it would be a shame to let it go. I'm posting here to see if there is someone who could work with me on this. I can simply refer it, or if there's someone who wants to have a go or may know someone, we can look into that too. I checked the email notification below, so I assume that's how I'll be contacted if someone is interested. Love it.
So, and the producer's got a note here that about 25 people responded in our group, but go
ahead. Oh, cool. All right, and then there's one that they added in here that Luke wrote. This should be posted on our deal board.
Which yes. Yes,
Arkansas seems easy to split land. I would look into selling it as a bunch of smaller lots that each fit on a credit card. Oh, not size-wise,
isn't
but you can
brilliant?
Buy as a credit on a credit
Luke,
card.
You're brilliant.
That's really true. Isn't that funny? And that's the truth that we... When you're doing this, do it right. You want to have it available that people can literally check out, put their land in their shopping cart, and whip out their credit card and pay for it. People love that. It still sounds crazy.
Whip it out. Whip out their credit card.
Whip out their credit card.
Hey, whip it out.
Uh-huh. And pay for it. Listen, silly. So people do that. People go, what? Like, yes, it happens all the time. I'm not kidding. You know,
people who buy real estate, you know, they want it to be a convenient transaction too. Mm-hmm. It's not just you. It's not you sitting there, man, I wish this was easier. They're saying the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Right? It's like a car.
Yeah.
Think about it. No, I'm really hoping to spend 8 hours at the car dealer today. No one says that. They all wish we could spend 8 minutes at the car dealer and just pay for it and take the keys and walk away.
I'm old enough to remember when you, on Friday afternoon, you had to go to the bank before it closed to get a bunch of cash because there was no such thing as ATMs.
What?
And so it's kind of like that. Can you imagine if you couldn't slap your debit card down at the grocery store and just, you know.
Right.
It would be tough.
Yeah, yeah.
How many times in your life have you gotten to the before ATMs? Or maybe you're not old enough. I don't know.
Huh.
You get, or your parents specifically.
Whoa. Who are you talking to?
Your parents. Your parents are at the grocery, that thing at checkout line, and they get to the end, and it's like $82 instead of $78. They have $78. They have to take some stuff out. My whole childhood was packed full of memories like that.
Okay.
And it's not because they didn't have the money. It's just they didn't have the cash.
Got it. I can personally remember a time in my life where I didn't have a lot of money, and I was shopping for a family, and I was literally going through the grocery store with a calculator.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever done that?
No, that's just, again, once in a while you say something on the show just makes me love you more.
Oh, thank you.
No women do that.
Oh, I did.
You know
I knew what I had.
How hard is to find a woman with a calculator? At all.
So, thank you. I would sit there going through Geekman Track because I knew how much money I had to spend on the groceries for that week. So, it was a long time ago, but anyway. Bringing a little tear to my eye,
makes
too.
Makes me happy, Jill.
Thank you.
Well, you did something right.
Thank you. Thanks, Jack.
Today's topic, teaching your trade. This is the meat of the show. And I'm here to tell you, it's hard.
Mm-hmm.
Teaching is a whole separate talent. Just because you're good at whatever X doesn't mean you can sit down and film it and talk about it on some silly talk show like this and make any sense out of it at all. It is hard.
Mm-hmm.
Acting is hard. And that's what teaching is. We mm-hmm. do it every Thursday when we record these shows. And it takes a lot out of you.
Does it now?
Jill's looking at me like cross-eyed, like, what the hell are you talking about?
This is therapy, Jack. Call a spade a spade. Come on. You know it. You love it. You, Mr. Word Calories.
When I'm done with this show, this is what I'm going to go do. I'm going to send an agreement to a new money investor that we have. This guy's doesn't have a ton of money, but he's got enough money so that he would like, he's interested in buying and selling as an investor 2 houses a month with us. And for that, he earns a 5% return on his money, approximately. Every month, the equity puts in 5%, next month, 5%. So you add all that up at the end of the year, it's a pretty darn good return. So I can film it and show everybody else how to do it. This is my question I ask myself. Or I can just go get the darn thing done with the guy and get to buying and selling the assets. So, and then we all win. Mm-hmm. That's the question about teaching your trade. You have to ask yourself, do I want to film this? Do I want to share the secrets with everyone?
Yeah.
You know, for years, I'm like, well, this is the best kept secret ever.
Right.
I'm sitting there looking in the mirror going, you figured it out. This is it.
Right.
Why would I tell anyone about any of this? So why, I mean, what do you think?
Well, I agree with your, it's hard. Those are the notes that I wrote. Man, it takes a lot out of you to really sit down and put on paper, on words, and you know, in words and on film, what you do every day, because it just comes, so much of it for you and I comes naturally. So you have to really take a step.
This is not natural for me at all. I'm here to tell you.
What, your data?
Teaching?
No. You're what you do are flipping real estate. That's what I'm trying to say.
The real estate.
Flipping real estate is easy. Teaching is not easy. So that's the thing.
Teaching is not natural.
That's the thing. It's sometimes hard to convey what comes easy to you to someone else. Like, you know, we talk about Eddie Van Halen's guitar. Eddie Van Halen, it's easy for him to play, but he can't teach someone to play as well as he does.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So it's just not, it's some stuff's kind of impossible in that respect. But this is also, teaching is a slow process. I mean, I remember really having to slow down our business. We
stopped it.
We did. We didn't stop
it's
it.
It's tragic.
When we were doing Land Academy, it was still running in the background, and we were using our real transactions as we're filming, but of course we weren't as effective in our business because we were busy filming and doing the whole thing. You really took a step back, because, I mean, that's the reality. It was kind of fun. While we were doing Land Academy, you were doing most of the filming and most of the production and the writing and all that, while I'm in the back providing the content, you know, and my recordings, and I'm doing the deals and, you know, keeping everything, the business side going. And that was fun.
You know, when we got done with Land Academy, filming it and producing it, and then it was actually available, I had a lot of people reach out to me because we were promoting it. Not promoting it. We were talking about it on the show.
Right.
Before we actually released it. And I had a lot of people that were like, man, I didn't think you guys were going to get this done.
Oh, yeah. It was really fun.
And then they all followed it up with, well, I tried to do like something like this a long time ago, and it just didn't work. And congratulations. I had another person say to me recently, and it was a huge compliment. It was on a consulting call. They said, everybody on this planet talks about stuff, but you guys do it. Oh, it's a huge compliment.
That's nice. You know, I was thinking about, so teaching your trade, I said we accidentally did great, which I think is true. We are not teachers. We were not raised by teachers. We didn't study anything to be teachers, never thought about being teachers or, you know, anything along those lines. And so I think for us too, that it was like, we really didn't know where to start. How do you write a curriculum? I don't know. This sounds right.
A couple of months ago, Joe and I were talking about, like, what's it going to be like when we retire? Not necessarily retire, but slow down. And the first thing I thought of and said was, we're just going to buy and sell real estate.
Exactly.
We're not going to actually, like, have a talk show and do a video production and, you know, be
all
loud,
the other things.
Loud about it, like I like to say.
Loud about it.
Just going to buy a few houses a month and flip them.
You know, whatever. The thing I think about teaching your trade, if the number one thing that you have to think about to be successful is you have to care. I think the reason that you and I did Land Academy and then soon to be House Academy and are able to correctly convey and share and help people is we really care. We're doing it.
Why do you think? Because you're right.
Because I don't think we know how not to.
I just think it's like in our soul.
That's what I mean. That's a nature thing, not a nurture thing. Yeah. You can't teach someone to care.
What's the people in real estate?
Would that be hilarious? Congratulations, you got your care certificate. I'm sorry. But you're wearing a sticker that says, I care.
I gave blood.
I gave blood. Oh, my gosh. Oh, man. If I could teach someone how to care, whoa, that would be a talent.
Yeah. Oh. I just have flashbacks of having teenage boys. Not that long ago.
We still have one.
You don't care about this, do you? No, I really don't care about it. Is there anything I can say that's going to make you understand that math is important? Nope, don't care.
That's what I'm saying.
How about we take your phone away? Don't care.
Right? Don't care. You know what the kids do nowadays? I hate to tell you this. I have learned their secret. So every parent listening right now, when you take their phone away, not effective at all.
Why?
They go buy a burner phone. I'm not kidding.
They go, what if, what?
They go to Walmart. I'm not kidding. They go to the local convenience store or they walk in Walmart or something like that and they pick up a burner phone and they plop down $30, which they have.
Wow.
Yeah, I hate to tell you this.
What other secrets do you have?
What's that?
What other child raising secrets do you have?
That's, well, okay. Here's my other child raising secret.
I knew you had
just
one.
Because you're out of town and you come home to a clean house doesn't mean they spent all weekend cleaning. That's what I used to do.
That's an old secret.
I know. Okay, yeah. But no, with the burner phone thing, they do that. So don't worry about it. So, yeah. That's sorry.
You know, there's this old concept. You got to teach the top, teach the middle, or teach the bottom. You know, in every class or in every group, there's people who just kill it. And there's people who are in the middle and they're like, eh, let's just get through this. And then there are people at the bottom that probably don't even show up. I choose to teach to the top.
That's what I was just going to say, too.
You?
Yes.
I think that brings the whole thing. It's like,
you either want to be here or you don't. This is not a requirement.
You want to be, yeah, this is not college.
This is option.
Or
this is
high school.
What's it called when it's an, you're taking an elective? This is an elective.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm with you. I'm not here to solve. I'm not here to teach the whole. Let me back up. Deep down, I would love to educate the whole planet and let everyone know that the way that they're buying and selling their home is wrong.
Is wasteful.
And stupid. Sorry.
You said it, not me.
Thank you. I would really love to help the planet on that one, but I can't. So, in the meantime, I'll help those who want to be helped and teach them.
Yep. And the generation after us hopefully will burn down the institution of realtors.
Yes.
It won't be us.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, it's never the guy that starts the movement. It's always like the two or three generations later that really pick up the steam.
Someone's got to... Why is not someone really taking a step back and said, if you really think that person's here for your best interest... and a commission is just a little side thing. Maybe that if you really think that they're here for their best interest and they only get a commission because we got to keep food on their table. Well,
I mean, for the same reason that you're going to put gas in your car this week.
It's ridiculous.
It's like, yeah, I know it's not the right way thing to do for a million reasons, but the thing's just too big. It's too big for me to conquer. So I'm just going to put the gas in.
Meaning making your own fuel or changing your vehicle to.
It's just, I mean, oil is so huge.
Right.
I don't want to make this politics, but there's some huge institutions out there that you can't tackle them.
Oh, yeah.
You have to take tiny little bites out of it, and that's it.
You know, the real estate community seems easier to me than taking on Chevron.
Than changing oil. So, that's why we're in the right place.
Thank you.
That's why we're teaching this.
Yeah, exactly.
Take a little bite out of it.
Yeah.
Just to do one or, as a group, we probably do between 100 and 1,000 deals a month as a group.
Yeah.
And we don't do them with realtors. I consider that a pretty major success for what we have to go up against.
Right. Well, and the one of my points is too. This is totally off topic, but there's still a lot of people out there that don't even know you can sell your house by yourself. They don't know. They think you have to call a realtor. I think they think that there has to be somebody that's licensed to oversee the transaction. They don't know you. Those signs in Lowe's that say for sale by owner, you could really put in your yard and then go to an escrow company and do it yourself.
Yeah.
I really think that there's a lot of people out there that don't know that. And if I could just help those people.
Right.
You know, there's a better way. Keep the commission. Do your own deal. That's subliminal.
You know how Toyota came out with a hybrid called the Prius?
No, I haven't heard of that. Sorry.
So if you read about it, really dig in about why they released that car.
Yes.
And not just went straight to electric. It's because it's not because it's better. It's not better.
Oh.
It's because the market couldn't handle it.
Baby steps.
Yeah. So the market couldn't. They were
brilliant
for whatever reason, probably for some rogue marketing on the part of General Motors a long time ago. The market had this perception, and I include myself in that.
This is brilliant.
Electric cars are substandard. Huh. Well, we all know now because of Tesla and the whole thing. That's just not the case. Battery technology is catching up, or it has caught up. Now you can even get hydrogen cars. You just don't need a combustion vehicle. But my point is, it's the same thing with real estate. You have to, like, as silly and cliche-ish as it sounds, raise awareness in the whole thing.
Well, and I love the baby steps. Okay, so maybe this...
I mean, you nailed it, because they don't even know they can sell their house.
Right.
That's the first step is, do you know you can sell your house without a realtor and you're not going to be unrepresented?
Well, you know what?
They think it's like going to court without a lawyer.
Well, yeah. And you could do that, too. People don't know that.
Yeah, you don't
want to
do that.
You don't want to. Okay. You can represent yourself. I wouldn't recommend it. But, well, let me back up, though. But, I mean, this is, I think, what we're doing. I mean, with House Academy, as we are reaching out to these people, we are reaching out to people who don't have a sign in the yard, but they want to sell.
Maybe here that's we come, the tagline for
and House there's
Academy.
No realtor. Okay,
you don't need a realtor to sell your house. Maybe
so
that's a whole tagline.
We're baby stepping into this by teaching them first how to sell their house, and then when they watch us, you know, they'll everybody. I hope it's going to catch on.
Me too.
Thank you.
You're passionate about this.
I am passionate about it. Because you know what? I'm just sick of. It's unnecessary. You know what?
If you had a person in your marriage, like a realtor in your real estate deal, and everything you did, they're in the middle of it, and they got paid. Everything you did, they got paid.
Oh, my God. And they had to butt their nose in
everything. What are you going to have for dinner tonight? Here's my suggestion.
And they had to look over everything.
Right.
And make changes to it.
You had to sign stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
And they represented you both. They represent both of you.
Great thing.
Whose side are you on? Oh, I'm not on her side.
And real slow to return your calls. Yeah. And real slow to help you get you the ingredients you need.
They're basically walking around between you, getting in the way. That's a real estate agent.
And slowing you down.
Yep.
Yep.
Charging you for it.
Tell us how you really feel. Charging you for it. I'm going to sit on this for a week and you're going to pay. Because I'm traveling. Because of the last deal.
Right.
Okay. That was awesome.
I've been out of the country for a month. What do you mean you've been spending a whole month with a realtor? God. Can you imagine how that would go?
Oh, it's awful.
It's a disaster. It's exactly what happens in a real estate deal.
It's true. It's true. Okay.
Well, you've done it again. You've wasted another 20 minutes listening to the Jack and Jill Show. Join us tomorrow where we discuss how we establish trust with our sellers.
Ooh. And we answer your question, should you have one, post it on jackjill.com. Go there and find our free online community.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition.
I hope that we're making a difference.
We are. We have to be. Even if it's for just our members.
Yeah, exactly.
Of course we are. People tell us every week.
Yeah. I want to reach more people.
I know you do.
You know, it's like every...
You always say that.
Look, come on. Every single one of us has at least one unpleasant real estate agent experience. Period. And I would love to someday have none, you know, talk to people that, you know, don't have those. keep the good ones if there are good ones.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh yeah, there's good ones.
So the ones that are really out there are making a difference and helping people, and they say things like, "This house is not for you. Come on, we talked about this. I know you're in love with the pool or the view, but we all know it's too small for your family. You're going to be unhappy." But no, I don't think they do that.
No, there's
I think
no way.
They stand there and go, "This is the one you want. All right, we're going to make it happen." And then the people are unhappy and they don't know. They don't realize what just happened.
Yeah. So, I agree with you.
Thank you, Jeff.
Times 80.
Thank you. Hey, if you agree, share the fun by subscribing on iTunes or wherever you are listening. And while you're at it, rate us there.
We are Jack and Jill. Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.